Today, January 19th, is the feast day of a bishop and martyr, Saint Januarius, a very famous bishop over in Italy, especially in the area of Naples. What we know about Saint Januarius is that he was beheaded during the persecution of Diocletian, the very fierce anti-Christian Roman emperor. This occurred probably around the year 305. It seems that the bishop Januarius went to visit the Christians who were unjustly imprisoned. He was recognized and then taken out to the wild beasts who did not harm him, and so then he was beheaded. The Christians came and took his relics, and eventually the cathedral, where it was where these relics were placed. And what's unique about the relics of St. Januarius is that the blood that was collected of the relics of St. Januarius is sort of a dark, solid mass. Currently, it's kept in about a 4-inch hermetically sealed glass container. And 18 times a year, the bishop or the priest at the cathedral will take this relic of the blood of St. Januarius and take it over into the other part of the church, which is the other remainder of the relics of St. Januarius. The people will all gather together. They will pray very fervently, and the priest will hold up this vial of this glass container and hold it upside down a number of times. And sometimes it takes 2 minutes, sometimes it takes an hour, but pretty soon the liquefaction of the blood will occur. Probably tonight on CNN, you'll probably be watching it, and they'll talk about it, whether or not the liquefaction of the blood took place or whether it didn't. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. We have here a quote from, this is from the Catholic Encyclopedia. It says, "The dark mass, which half fills the hermetically sealed 4-inch glass container, is preserved in the double reliquary, the container for the relics, in the Naples Cathedral. The blood of St. Januarius, it liquefies usually 18 times during the year." And this goes back to the 14th century. Tradition has it that a Christian named Eusebia collected the blood after his martyrdom. The accompanying liquefaction is performed by holding the reliquary close to the altar on which is located the other martyr relics of St. Januarius. The people pray often tumultuously. The priest turns the reliquary up and down in the full sight of the onlookers until the liquefaction takes place. Various experiments have been applied, and the phenomenon eludes natural explanation. Similar phenomena has been observed with the blood relics of other saints, including Nicholas of Tolentino and Alphonsus Aloysius Gonzaga, most in the neighborhood of Naples. So it's something that is not explained according to science. It's been happening now for the last 400 years. St. Januarius is the patron saint of the city of Naples and the protector, especially against volcanic eruptions. And I think when we look at this fascinating miracle, we see that God continues to work miracles in the modern world. We know of incorrupt saints. If you go to Nevers over in France, you can see the incorrupt body of St. Bernadette. You can see the incorrupt body of St. John Vianney in France. You can go to Guadalupe in Mexico and see the miraculous tilma, the image of Our Lady. You can go to Lourdes and almost every day see somebody healed who comes out of the baths or healed during the Eucharistic procession. Also, there are countless Eucharistic miracles in Siena and Florence and Lanciano and Santarem. I've had the privilege of seeing some of them myself. And I think that God continues to work miracles to strengthen our faith. We live in such a scientific age that I think God still tries to get our attention by working some of these miracles. So if you find yourself in Naples on September 19th any year or on these other occasions, stop by that cathedral to visit the relics and pray before the relics of St. Januarius, this remarkable bishop and martyr. And the new session of St. Januarius, may he pray for us. Amen.